Did Auburn's Mount Rushmore just change after this weekend? Welcome in. Welcome into the Monday edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey, and next to me today, filling in for Grim, Kyle Rush. Welcome into the Barn Social Hour. Kyle, this weekend was a crazy weekend for Auburn sports. We were, you know, we just come off of media days and the hype of media days, and people are like, oh man, Auburn look like they could be a 9-3 football team. And oh wait, here comes Auburn's very own Jackson Koivin and the 3M Open going head to head with Scottie Scheffler, and he won the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it sparked some debates. What does Auburn's Mount Rushmore look like now that he has won the Open? And, you know, it sparked some, you know, debates in other sports, and here we go.
Yeah, so I think the first thing you got to ask does it have to be one player from each sport? And then does their pro career, should it count? You know what I mean? Like, should the pro career factor in, or should it be just what they did at Auburn? Because then if that's the case, then you could have all kinds of kinds of discussion. So what do you think it should be?
With it being Auburn's, like specifically Auburn's Mount Rushmore, it should be what they did while they were at Auburn in whatever respective sport they were in an Auburn uniform.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Pro career be damned. Like that should weigh no factor into it.
I mean, yes and no. You see what I'm saying? Like,
there's
again,
if there's a tie,
yes.
Or if it's tough to decide, you got to go to the pro career.
Yeah, if people are like, who do we leave off? A man, Janai Broome and Jackson Koivin. It's like, wait, what do we do? What are we doing here? Like, what?
Yeah,
you know, two Final Four appearances, but Jackson has two natties. So it's like, where do you go? You know,
but well, let's do this. Let's start with. I guess the Mount Rushmore has what, four heads on it? Is that correct?
Yes. I'm not very correct. My parents are just there. Yes,
I've never seen it, only in textbooks and on Google. So I just want to make sure. And if you ask me to name them, by the way, I got two and I'm out. I think I can get two of them. Yeah. And I'm out. So, but let's pick one. Let's try to get unanimous choices and go from there. But let's draw the line and let's get on the same page and let's go with unanimous choices and start with one at a time. So I'll let you nominate your number one.
Okay. So my number one would be Cam.
Okay.
I guess. And we, Heisman Trophy winner, you know, took 1 year at Auburn, won the Heisman Trophy, and, you know, brought us a natty SEC championship. And I know that, you know, some other athletes have done that as well in their time at Auburn. But in terms of like a man among boys, you know, Cam would be the obvious choice for my number one. But where are you at on yours?
So I think I would have agreed with you had it not have been for this past offseason.
Yeah.
Fair. Was it this past offseason or two offseasons ago where they claimed the extra titles, which should have been claimed all along?
I think it was last season because it felt like because practices were not going well and it was after Hugh Freeze threw that visor down and Jackson Arnold wasn't getting rid of the ball. It's like, hey, we're claiming some natties. It's like, yay! Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
So, and they claimed the 1983 title. If I'm not mistaken, though, did Bo get hurt that year? Now that I'm thinking about it,
was it his ankle or knee?
Let me look it up really quick. I got to be honest, I'm not 1,000% sure on the history of Bo Jackson. Every year that he was at Auburn, there was 1 year where he got hurt. No, 1983, he ran for 1,200 yards. Okay, oh, so yeah, we're good. We're good there. They won. They lost one game. But the thing I think that screwed them was they won their bowl game against Michigan, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And then like the number four beat the number one, and Auburn was right behind the number one, but they just jumped the number four over Auburn and jumped right ahead and awarded them the national title. So they got really hose there. So I would have picked Cam because of the national title. Mm-hmm. Because you got the national title now in 1983 and Bo was there longer and won a Heisman, I think Bo's got to be my number one. That's and fair. And you throw the baseballs.
Yeah, two-sport athlete. Mm-hmm.
I still think Bo's got to be my number one.
That's fair. And
Cam's on there for me, but Bo's got to be. But to me, Bo's got to be my number one.
Well, too, Bo. I don't know if you remember when ESPN. This was a couple years ago, and I think they do it every once in a blue moon. But they'll do a bracket of the best athlete of all time, like through all of sports. And Bo Jackson almost wins it every year. It feels like.
Yeah.
You know. So it makes sense that would be, a go-to choice.
Let me ask you this: does it hurt your feelings to say Bo Jackson's number one?
No.
Okay. I think we can get on board then. I think we can say Bo Jackson is the unanimous number one. Yeah. Number two, I think I'm okay with Cam being number two.
Yeah, I'm there too. I'm there as well.
For everything that we just talked about, the Heisman Trophy, the national championship, which is remarkable. The more and more you really think about that national championship and the games that were won and how they were won and then how, like, on that offense, no one was drafted, even though they had some really, talented guys. No one got drafted. He was basically carried the offense. Like, he was the whole team. So I don't have any problem with him being number two. Do you think anybody would argue with that?
I don't think so. I mean, who else would have a bigger impact than Cam in their respective sport? Like, Jani Broome was on a team with several other really good players on, that team that went to the Final Four, if you will. That would be like another person I would throw up there. But as far as Cam as being the second choice, I think he needs to be there just because, again, man among boys, like the game that comes to mind was the Heisman play. Whenever he kicked in that second gear, whenever he cleared, all the scuffle, if you will, right before he got to about the 10-yard line and just exploded to the end zone.
Yeah.
And ran over Patrick Peterson.
You're talking about LSU.
Yeah, Heisman run. Yeah.
Okay.
I witnessed that as a child. I was like, oh my gosh, he is Super Cam. Like, my goodness.
Acceleration.
Yeah.
Really good, too.
I can't remember who called that game. They're like, did you see him accelerate? I think that was
it was Gary.
Yeah, Gary.
Gary Danielson.
The acceleration. But who do you I guess so we have Bo, Cam. So we need
number
two more
three.
Spots.
Number three is where it gets really, really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Number three and number four. So who would you put right now as your number three?
If you were to ask me this before we went to the Final Four 2 years ago now, was it 2 years ago when we went? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was. So before that, I would have said Charles Barkley all the way. I love Charles. But if you remember, whenever they were asking him about who's the greatest basketball player to come through Auburn, at one point Charles was saying Jani Broome. And he was like, he needs a statue. He needs to win the Naismith. Even though he felt, he came up short because he's having to go up against Cooper Flagg. I'm putting Jani Broome there. I know that's crazy, but I think Jani Broome's going in that third spot for me. Might be a little recency bias, but
I don't know that I disagree because think about this. Charles Barkley, most of the reason he's mega famous at Auburn is really because of the success, is really because of his pro career, mm-hmm. right? Don't you think that's fair? Because Auburn, I don't think, won very much, even with Charles on.
They made the tournament some, didn't they?
So he played in, according to this, he played in 81 and 82. Okay. Mm-hmm. Auburn did not make the tournament in 81-82. They did not make the tournament in 81-82. They were 14-14, 7-11 in the league. He played, obviously, the next year, 82 and 83.
Mm-hmm.
They did not make the tournament. Then he played one more year in 83 and 84. And if I'm not mistaken, they lost in the first round potentially of the NCAA tournament.
But they didn't make it that year. I knew that. I thought they made it more than once when he was there for some reason.
Lost NCAA tournament first round. So his career was awesome. He was awesome.
Yeah.
But they went no tournament, first round. They were out in the first round. So if, yeah. Again, I think he benefits way more from his Auburn value is way higher because of his pro career. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm. No, it is because he absolutely bought out with the Sixers, and then I think he's most
went
known
to the
for
finals with the Suns. Yeah.
So one MVP or almost one MVP with the Suns.
Yeah.
So he's
a Hall of Famer. He's an NBA Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Like without a doubt. So that, but I think that's where his Auburn, you know, his Auburn stock is for pro. So I'm be honest, I don't know that I'd have him on my Mount Rushmore of Auburn, period.
Yeah. So would you agree that it would be Janai in that third slot, I guess? Or who would you have, I guess, is a better question, if it's not Janai?
If it's just strictly what you did in college, I think I'd put Jackson. I think I'd put Jackson Koivin.
Okay.
On the Mount Rushmore. And that has nothing to do with this weekend. I think that
being amazing at Auburn.
Yeah, being a three-time SEC champion, individual champion, two-time national champion,
mm-hmm.
you won essentially the Auburn – or not the Auburn, the college golf's version of the Heisman Trophy twice. You were all of the tournament – 11 tournament wins, I believe, in his career, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that's – comparable? I mean, I think there's probably an argument for him to be number one. But definitely, at worst, number three.
I agree with that. Obviously, yes, a lot of it, you know, the hype coming off of this past weekend. I mean, he went toe-to-toe with the world number one, Scottie Scheffler, and, you know, the crowd, I'm sure you watched it, and those that are listening or watching saw it as well, but... Like, you know, he's being interviewed and there are people chanting, "Scotty's coming," you know, like, you know, type of things. And he was not fazed at all. He is stone cold killer. And he went out there and beat the world number one. But at Auburn, he was absolutely just stone cold killer as well. Like you said, won the Heisman of, you know, college golf twice, SEC champion, two out of three years. Yeah, 2 out of 3 years. So I agree. I think he could be in that third slot as well. If you look at him or Janai personally.
Yeah, I don't think that's too I don't think that's too controversial.
No, I don't think so either.
Okay. So yeah. are we in agreement that he's got to be at least number three?
I think so. Yeah, I think I'll take Janai out and put Jackson at the number three.
So number four.
How about this? We'll do our number four after we do buyauburn.com. How about that? We'll hit them with the buyauburn.com. We'll leave the suspense.
Tell us about buyauburn.com.
Yeah, go to buyauburn.com and be who you say you are. Do business with Auburn people everywhere at buyauburn.com. In other words, if you say you're a part of the Auburn family and you love the Auburn family, then do business with Auburn people. So if you know somebody with a local business and has ties to Auburn, tell them about buyauburn.com. For example, if you are going to Atlanta and you're looking for a sports bar and you go to buyauburn.com and you see, hey, there's a sports bar and it's owned by someone that has some ties to Auburn. That's an example of many that are on this website. And Kyle can attest to this. It is growing by the handfuls every single day. So you need to tell whoever you know, local business owners, because we like supporting local businesses. Tell them about buyauburn.com if they have ties to Auburn. So again, that is buyauburn.com. So our four, we are in agreement, Cam Newton, Bo Jackson, Jackson Koivin. Correct?
Yeah, and that's going to make a lot of people mad.
I know it is. It is. It is. I originally said Janai, but the more and more I think about it, Janai did make two Final Fours.
Did he win any like big time awards?
He should have. He got robbed because the hype train of hoop, you know, Cooper Flagg being Cooper Flagg. Yeah. Or AKA Hooper Flagg is what everyone was calling him at one point. And I was like, guys,
yeah,
I know a better nickname. I white chocolate. Come on. But
Hooper Flagg is pretty good.
He is. He's great. I mean, he was good at Duke.
I'm saying that nickname, Hooper Flagg.
Oh, Hooper Flagg.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, it goes crazy. I'm not going to lie. But I mean, at the same time, you have him playing at Duke. So the media was already, the pageantry of a blue blood, if you will. But if you ask me, we are a blue blood because we beat the blue blood. So you got to beat them to be one. So whatever. But I think we're kind of in a good spot because at the end of the day, he only made one Final Four, right?
Correct.
He went on that. So yeah, I'm mistaken.
Should have made two, one Final but Four. Chad threw a punch.
Yeah.
Completely honest. Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
No, I mean, it is. But yeah, I think we're in a good spot right now. So I guess I'll throw it to you for your number four. I'll let you go first. This is hard. This is really hard.
So tough for me. And I think I'm between two. Mm-hmm. I'm between. And I know that there's going to be people that say Jacoby Tharp, and probably he should be number four. Mm-hmm. Track star, who's a world record holder. And I totally get it. I know there's going to be people that are like, why would you value golf over track? And I don't really want to get into that that argument, but I'm kind of stuck between like Frank Thomas and Janai. I really am. Because I just think those did more for this, like those guys and their impact on Auburn baseball, and then being in the Hall of Fame, one of the mm-hmm. only SEC players I think ever inducted into the Hall of Fame, and then Janai and the impact he made on Auburn basketball and those runs that they went on. So if I'm taking my own argument and using it like I used against Charles Barkley, and use mm-hmm. it against these two guys. Frank Thomas was obviously here 87, 88, and 89. And he won SEC MVP in 1989. And 1989 was their best year, where they went to obviously made the tournament in 1989. Mm-hmm. They won the conference tournament, and they did not win the conference regular season championship. They did not make it to the College World Series, though. So they basically – I don't even think they had the super regionals then. I think it was just you made the tournament and you were – it was – I don't remember. I don't know the format. I wasn't alive right then. But he was the MVP in 1989. They made the tournament, and they won the conference.
Okay.
Janai – this is tough, man. This
is I tough. Know it is.
Janai, though, they made the Final Four. Did he win any? Did Janai win like SEC Player of the Year awards or anything like that?
Let's see. Let me look that up. Because I know that he came up short in the Naismith, which is essentially the Heisman, you know, trophy for basketball. Let's see. Janai Broome.
Let's see. He was SEC Player of the Year.
Yeah.
So okay. That's the same thing, yeah, basically, as what SEC MVP.
Mm-hmm.
And and he only got there, he being Frank Thomas. They only did all that stuff once. They made the tournament a second time. They made the tournament in 87, his freshman year, but they did not win the SEC. He did lead the SEC in batting average his sophomore year. He led the league in hitting his junior year. He hit over 400, which is crazy to think about. And he hit 21 home runs his freshman year, which was a single season record at the time, named to Major League Baseball's freshman All-American team. Oh, this one's so tough. You tell me your pick. I think you're going to go with Janai. I didn't realize how elite
so
Frank Thomas was.
Originally, I was going to go with Janai at my third spot. So yeah. my four, I'll just go ahead and disclose my four. It was going to be Cambo, Janai, Big Hurt. That was going to be my four.
Yeah.
Now that Jackson's in the three spot, I think we'll go Big Hurt at four. I wish
it hurts me. It hurts me to do that.
A face, you know, just do Janai one face, and then you know, and have two up there, make it five, you know. But
the two face, yeah, I like that. Yeah,
two face, but just you can't do it because it's Mount Rushmore. You can't do a half face. I don't know. That is tough because without Janai, I don't think we go on a run like that. You know what I mean? I know we had a deep team. We had a very talented team around him. You know, but. He was the main
Carl Malone Award, the Pete Newell Big Man Award.
He had accolades.
He has accolades. He's a consensus first team All-American in 2025. Sporting News Player of the Year in 2025. Oh, my gosh, this is tough.
It is.
Did we win the SEC tournament in 2020?
No. We got bounced. Oh, in 2025? The year that we went to, or
yeah,
whenever, no, we did not. We got bounced by Tennessee.
That's right. We won it the year prior.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chad threw a punch, and the punch turned around the world, and we lost to Yale. And we should have gone to the Final Four.
Yale.
Yale, yeah. Oh, man. I tell you what, I'm going to have to go to me. This is one. How about this? Is this fair? This is subject to change depending on Janai's career in the NBA. Okay.
Well, we can talk about that in a minute.
So we said at the beginning, it's got to be what you did at Auburn. It's got to be the biggest factor. And then if there's a tie, you can look at the pro career.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, Hall of Fame baseball has to put you over the top, and you got a statue out front.
Yeah.
Right. So I think you got to go Frank Thomas, number four.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And, you know, that's where. Again, I know we talked about what Charles did and what he couldn't accomplish at Auburn, but he also has a statue outside the arena because he kind of put the Auburn basketball brand, you know.
I hope I'm right about that, but I think I am based off of this.
I mean, I trust it.
Basketball reference.
But I just, it's tough because you've had so many good athletes come through Auburn and, you know, Jackson has kind of put this on its head. You know what I mean? Because he's what, 21 years old, and he just did what he did this weekend?
Yes, we know. He's 21. They said it a billion times. I joked, Hunter, I said, what was said more, that Jackson Coivin's 21 or that Ryan Williams is 17? I mean,
good.
It was crazy.
That's so good. Now, I did hear a lot of War Eagles, though. That was cool.
There was.
Hearing Jim Nantz say War Eagle whenever he sunk that final putt, they gave me goosebumps. That gave me goosebumps.
It was cool. Really, it was a little cool scoring book that stuck out of the back of his pocket too. Had WDE on it that you could see occasionally. No, it's fun. It is. It is fun. He'll be fun to watch. But he was literally spectacular in college. I mean, he's the best player, best amateur in the world for like 2 years.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
He's got to be on there.
Yeah, I agree. He has to be. Like, I keep thinking, like, is there a reason why to take him off, and I can't find one. You know what I mean? And I'm sure everyone would comment, it's golf. I don't care if it's golf. He still played a sport at Auburn. He put Auburn on the map while he was
people, here. There's going to be people that rip us for not having Jacoby Tharp on there. And I just got to take a bullet and say, I don't know that much about track and field.
I don't either. I'm happy that he was able to, you know, put Auburn, the brand, I guess, if you will, in the forefront by breaking a world record in track.
I drafted him in a fake football draft of, if you pick people that are non-football players to be on your football team, I drafted him number one overall as a wide receiver. So
that's smart. I'd take that. That's a good pick.
I'm trying to show love. I need to do better with Auburn track and field. How about that?
Oh, goodness. But yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good Mount Rushmore. So I think we're kind of in agreement on most of all of our picks. So Cam, Bo, Jackson, and
Frank.
Big Hurt. Yeah.
Frank Thomas.
Frank Thomas. And correct me if I'm wrong. He was drafted to the White Sox, correct?
Yes.
And ended up playing with Bo at one point in his career in the pros.
I guess you're right.
Because it was when Bo came back from the hip injury and he wanted to try to at least play because he got released by Kansas City after all that had happened. if I remember
and
right.
Then, and then Frank Thomas was there forever. So surely they had to, they would have crossed paths.
I feel like they played together because I remember seeing a picture of them like during the national anthem standing by each other. I could have swore I saw that somewhere. Maybe it was during the 30 for 30.
Yeah, he was with the White Sox in 91 and 93, which is interesting. So 91 and 93, and then Frank Thomas was there. Obviously, he graduated after. He graduated in, or he went pro in 89. So they would have had to have been there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. How about that? Well, yeah, well, there you go. There's our Auburn Sports Mount Rushmore. Let us know in the comments and in the chat, you know, who you have as your Mount Rushmore. Shred us, please.
Come at me, bro.
I'm sure that we're going to have some people saying golf isn't a real sport, or wow, y'all really, you know, threw dirt in the eye of track and field. I'm sure, you know, but I'm sure that our decision.
No, Charles Barkley is blasphemy.
I'm sure that went over like a lead balloon. I'm sure. Okay. All right. But that's our opinion. We're allowed to have opinions. Let us know your opinion in the comments. We'd love to see what y'all have to say. And while you're there, don't forget to hit that subscribe button, hit the notification bell, hit the like button. Make sure to follow us on social media, all the buttons. And be sure to check out the Top Button Podcast with yours truly over here, Kyle Rush.
Every morning.
Every morning, bright and early. Be sure to hit the notification so you don't miss that when he goes live every morning. But yeah, other than that, I don't got anything else. You got anything?
I'm good, man.
Real quick. We were talking about Jhené. You're talking about his basketball thing. I've seen an article today that he might get waived by the Sixers because of the LeBron signing.
Oh,
I know. It's dumb.
He'll get picked up pretty. I think he'll get picked up pretty quick.
He will. And here's what's really annoying. His contract is guaranteed, so I don't see how you can just waive him. Because I was looking into it. I'm like, what? But I don't know.
I don't know how contract. I don't know how the finer points of all that stuff even means.
But it sucks because Auburn. I don't know if you saw Auburn basketball put out a tweet that said Braun and Broom.
I saw that. Ouch.
It's like the kiss of death. It's like I've seen people tagging freezing cold takes and you know all that stuff. So, but it hadn't happened yet. It's just saying that there's a possibility he could be waived, but it's kind of likely. Because that'd they're be trying to dump the two-way players, if you will, to make some room. But he didn't sign.
I thought LeBron only signed like a $4 million deal.
I think it's like a two-year $8 million or something like that. But still, it's a minimum. It wasn't like a – so I don't know who's getting paid the most. I don't know if it's Embiid or VJ or – it probably isn't VJ because he's technically a rookie still. He's on his deal. So I don't know. I don't know. And they drafted Filon from Alabama, so I don't know. But who knows how that's going to look. But – hopefully he'll get picked up somewhere. I think he will personally, but if he can just put a little bit more muscle on him, I think team will really, find a diamond in the rough there. But yeah, other than that, I don't got anything.
Me neither, man. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Well, everyone, again, don't forget to like and subscribe. Follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, social media, all that fun stuff. But yeah, with that being said, my name's Hunter Bussey. That right there is Kyle Rush. Thank you for watching or listening to the Barnes Social Hour. We'll see you next time. War damn.